T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District. And after a beautiful summer here in Pittsburgh, we are ushering in another school year. After 2 years of COVID restrictions, there's a sign of relief and a looking forward to a somewhat normal year ahead and a great year of expectation. The great expectation still includes health and safety protocols, but as we look ahead for the 2022-23 school year, it also includes much more. Our Diocese of Director of Catholic Schools, Michelle Peduto, is with us again this morning. We welcome her back, and another special guest, Sharon Lachlan Brown, who has been on the program previously. She is the South Regional Administrator for Catholic Schools for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Michelle and Sharon, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you back here in studio. And we are up and the engines are running. The school year has officially started this past Thursday. So the bells are ringing around the campuses of the Diocese of Pittsburgh. In this program, we're calling Everything You Need to Know to Get Back to School. So I'm really grateful that both of you are here. Michelle, I'm sure your cell phone has been ringing. Your email box has been full. What are you hearing? And can you share some key questions that you're getting from the staff as we officially begin the new school year?
Well, sure. And it's, you know, the same every year. We get questions about scheduling and just basic operational questions. A little bit more this year because we are, as we'll talk a little bit later about our health and safety plan, mm-hmm. but we are going back to a more normal start. So some of the questions have decreased, and then on other areas they've increased. But we also, over the last few weeks, have had in-service training with our teachers, and I think everyone would be pleased to know that we have over 80 new teachers
in
the diocese.
80, wow.
Yes. Which is nearly 10% of our teacher population. So we're very excited. So obviously from those folks, we're getting very, very good questions about what it's like to be in the diocese. How do we work in the diocese? And we have a very open communication system with those teachers and with our administrators. And so it was wonderful to see them. We had them all here in session together. In our great hall here and in service them on some of just those things, those protocols they need to know about, some professional things because many are first-year teachers. So it's exciting. There's a lot of excitement.
Wow,
too.
80 new teachers.
80 new teachers.
A lot of fresh blood, new perspective.
Absolutely.
That's good to hear. And,
absolutely.
Get those engines running.
Yes.
Great. Now, Sharon, as the administrator of many schools in the South region, you're likely also getting some parent phone calls and questions from the students and teachers. What's the big need to know or the questions you're getting as we begin this new school year of 2022-2023?
So, you know, the question a lot of times is this going to be okay for the uniform? Which, you know, that's we leave that to the principals to decide a lot of those things. But as parents were back to school shopping and things like that, they wanted to know, you know, what are the things, what are the supplies we're going to need. So those are some really kind of welcome questions to come back to after the last couple of years, to have people excited to be purchasing their uniforms and their back-to-school supplies. And, of course, as Michelle said, people have scheduling questions and all kinds of who's my teacher going to be and all of those things that make the beginning of the school year so fun and exciting for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, as the regional administrator for the South Region, is it nice finally after the two-year hiatus to try to get some back to normal questions versus all the COVID things that we've
Absolutely.
Been experiencing?
It is really
so you welcome
nice.
Those.
Yes, I do welcome
How's this on my uniform or,
exactly.
you know, for playground or something like
exactly.
that. So now we know that COVID rates have, it's been a roller coaster, went up and down over the summer. And while life has returned to some normalcy, obviously there's still need for the health and safety plans. So Michelle, can you share a little bit about this?
For sure. And it is different this year because we've had about 6 months of almost being back to normal.
Sure.
And we continue down that pathway to get back to normal. So looking at the new CDC guidance and then also speaking with other dioceses across the state and what they're doing. And so we've relaxed our guidelines significantly. So masks will remain optional. They'll always be recommended, but they remain optional. It is up to the parents to decide whether they want their children to wear the mask coming into school or not. And teachers as well have that option. They'll always have that option. We are not social distancing anymore. We are just seating in the cafeteria goes back to normal because of that. There'll be tables in the classrooms instead of just the desks spaced so far apart. Always encouraging good hygiene. I think that's a big lesson from COVID is everyone now does really wash their hands a lot.
A little bit more perspective on
right.
that.
Right, and thinking about staying home when you're sick. Please, please, please keep
Common
your children
sense.
Home. Common sense, those things. But everything else will look fairly normal. We will not be contact tracing this year. So that is a big step. We just won't be doing it. But we will ask people to report if they have COVID. And if they have COVID, they should remain home for 5 days.
Right.
You know, until those symptoms have
It's good to hear that about the masks are optional. They're highly recommended, but no mandates. And it's the same thing when people come to church.
Yes.
Father Tom, do I have to wear a mask? It's optional. People right. who still want to remain with the masks and then those who are not, people aren't looking at each other. And I think
right.
we're trying to get into that norm. Plus, you go out shopping and things like that. Some people have masks on, some don't. It's that option. So
exactly.
I think that's the new norm right now.
That is
for the time being.
That's
and
right.
I think it's good for the schools
right.
that carry that same message too.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
But like you said, wash the hands, hand sanitizer. I think we're all a little bit more germ phobic now, and hopefully our children are learning that too. Proper safety measures.
In a good way.
Yeah.
I did want to bring up one thing related to some of the after effects, if you will, of the COVID, and that centers around transportation, because I have heard from a number of parents regarding busing and what local school districts are doing regarding the busing. And I urge everyone to have patience and understanding. We across our society have shortages as far as employees, and bus drivers are no exception to that rule. So public schools are scrambling to find people. And that's a really important job.
Absolutely.
So it's not like anyone can just walk in and do it. And so they're having to adjust their schedules to accommodate these the staffing. So I did want to make sure everyone's aware of that.
Yeah. And a lot of the kids are riding the Pittsburgh Regional Transit System this year,
yes.
which they did, mostly all had the yellow school buses.
Right.
And that's something
right.
new.
That is
Both
new.
Public and private
right.
schools are experiencing
right.
across the board
right.
because of the shortage.
Right.
Yeah. So
patience
is a virtue.
I know.
Yeah. Now, there's a very successful program that's been implemented in the schools throughout Pennsylvania called Safe to Say. Can you elaborate on that, Sharon?
I can, sure.
Okay.
So Safe to Say actually was mandated, I think, in 2018 was when it came in, 2018-19. And so it's not exactly brand new, and we did implement it in all of our schools. However, With the pandemic, we may have gotten out of the habit, and so we certainly are training our teachers again, and our parents, and our students. So Safe to Say is a 24-hour hotline for students, parents, anyone who may see some things that may be troubling as far as students saying that they may be wanting to harm themselves or others, or any kind of serious bullying issues, or anything that may put any of our students or school communities in danger, that it is an anonymous 24-hour tip line, and you can do it online or make a phone call to Safe to Say, and then they will in turn get in touch with school personnel. If it's not an immediate emergency, they will call the schools and follow up, or the authorities as well.
So this program really helps people to be vigilant, to look after and say, hey, oh, you see something, it's safe to speak up, to say something.
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, covering it up or ignoring it because somebody's crying out for some help.
And to be vigilant. Anonymous.
Right. And it's anonymous, so it's not like you're being traced or anything.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, right. That's a very important program.
Very important.
So that was established in 2018, but obviously with COVID, it hasn't really been talked about or promoted, but definitely promoting it this year.
Right. It was still functional during that time, but we're really
pushing it this year, making people aware.
Absolutely.
Yeah, making them more aware.
I like that idea. It's very important. Yeah. Well, when we come back, the forward thinking about our Catholic schools, including regionalization, we'll talk about the continued professional development of our teachers, which is important, including some very exciting announcements about the Golden Apple Award winners. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDKA Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke from St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End, and also the pastor at St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District. And this morning, our topic is everything you need to know about coming back to school. And we welcome Michelle Peduto, who's our Director of Catholic Schools, and Sharon Lachlan Brown, who is the South Regional Administrator for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. In our discussion, as we've been talking about for the first half, about getting back to school. Lots of excitement, lots of questions from our families and our teachers and our students that we covered. So now let's look ahead to discuss the recent regionalization of our Catholic schools within the Diocese of Pittsburgh. This has really put our schools in position to strengthen. Michelle, can you explain the regionalization and why it's working so well after a few years of the first the North, the East, and then now the South?
Right, and this is an ongoing process, and it was the vision of Bishop Zubik that we would regionalize our diocesan elementary schools. It works very well because it brings our schools together in smaller groups and smaller clusters where they get that attention and guidance from the regional administrator. We have Sharon on board today, of course, who is a regional administrator and can speak to it at that that level. But it is a way of governing our schools a little bit differently. So rather than being parish schools, they are under the umbrella of a region, which is supported by the regional administrator, by a board with representatives from our parishes and our communities that help guide the operation of those regions. And it just forms, I've seen it in the three regions we have. It brings the teachers together. It brings the principals together in a way that they have a smaller community to work within. So they get a tremendous amount of support. And I think Sharon, having been, you were a parish school principal for a number of years, and now the regional administrator, so she's looking at it from two sides.
Absolutely. And this is the third year of the school year for the South Region, which I cannot believe.
Wow, it seems like yesterday, right? Yeah.
It really does. Yeah. And I think that one of the exciting things, of course, that as you spoke of, Michelle, was that the collaboration between the principals and the teachers and working together has just been beautiful to watch happening, not to mention saving of resources, of working together, and really taking the competition out of our neighboring schools and working together, except for on the basketball court, of course. But it's really been fun too, and exciting, and just to watch how much we have grown as far as the region has come.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as a pastor, being at the beginning when the North was created, when I was in Swickley, seeing how that grew, and then now in the East End after 4 years, and how the East region has come together, and then now seeing you blossom in the South. As a pastor, I just see we're all working together. It's not, you're not competing with one another, sharing resources, staff. The regional administrators are doing a great job working with the principals, with the faculty, the staff. It's just where we're at right now. And I think let's work together instead of against each other. And I think it's more efficient and continue to do that. Now, lots of new things are happening in our schools with the continued faith and professional development. And several of them have just earned the distinguished title of the Golden Apple Award winner. Michelle, can you fill us in on this exciting breaking news this morning?
Oh, this is wonderful. Mm. Yeah, this is so exciting. So our 2022 Golden Apple winners, and I hope everyone's listening.
Drum roll,
right. So from Seton LaSalle High School, we have Karen Decker. From Divine Mercy Academy, we have Nicole Lobham, who is stepping up now from teaching to being a principal. Oh. So that's exciting. Wonderful principal out at St. Joseph High School, Kimberly Minnick. From Ave Maria Academy, Wendelin Rickard. From Holy Sepulcher, I always say Holy Sep, so they'll forgive me.
Holy Sepulcher.
Holy Sepulcher, Lisa Rothruth. From Sacred Heart, Angela Stead. And from North Catholic High School, Krista Tozier. And these, we've informed all of these folks, and we informed our teachers a few weeks ago about the winners. These are wonderful, wonderful teachers and administrator in there. Just outstanding. Outstanding. Outstanding recipients.
So for those who are listening that do not know what the Golden Apple Award, would that be kind of like winning the Super Bowl trophy or World Series trophy?
It would be just like that for us.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
And it's an exciting thing. And we'll be nominating again. So parents, teachers, parents can nominate. Students can nominate if their parent supports them. It is a process, and we will be starting that process earlier this year now that COVID is not interfering quite as much. We'll be starting a little bit earlier. So if you have a wonderful teacher you want to recognize or principal, get ready. Those nomination forms will be coming out soon.
Give credit where credit's due, as they say, right?
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Now, Sharon, can you share some of the educational enrichment things happening in the South region or projects happening this year?
Oh, there's so many exciting things happening, Father Tom. One of the things that I know we're going to be talking about your programs coming up is some assessments that we started. We're really focusing on using our data that we get from assessments, and really the teachers and the principals spent all summer looking at that data so we could drive our instruction and really meet the individual needs of the students. And another exciting thing is we're bringing our students together in the student governments or student councils for retreats this year. So we're very, very excited about having our students start to go around the region and work with other student governments. So that's fun too.
So they'll be working together too.
Exactly.
Sharing their resources. Wow, good. Now we have just about 2 minutes left. Michelle, I'll give you the last word. Can you just add any words of wisdom to the parents and grandparents listening this morning about the opening of the new school year that we just kicked off this past week?
Well, I think I do going to circle back a little on the busing, but not specifically, that there are a lot of things that will not be the same just because of what we've gone through during COVID. And so it is time to exercise, as we said earlier, that virtue of patience. And I just implore people to be kind and to remember that we are in the business of Catholic education and that we are focused on the pathway to eternity, not just for our children, but for our parents and for our teachers and for our administrators. We are here because God has called us to be here, but he's also calling us to act as Christian brothers and sisters. So let's all try to remember that this year before we pick up a phone or write an email, that we are speaking to a brother or sister in Christ. And I think that will make our lives a little bit more pleasant all the way around.
That's a good point, yeah. Sharon,
you want to add anything? That was very wise. And I would just say, too, trusting us, that we don't take that trust that parents have partnered with us in their children's education. And I think in addition to patience and kindness, trust that all of us are on the same team working for those children.
Yeah, trust and patience. I think everybody, the whole world needs that in everyday life. And, you know, we've only been in school for 2 days this week and getting ready for another full week. I think everybody just take a big deep breath and everything will be okay. We're working things out. The kids are in person this year. We have the CDC guidelines a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more flexible, but obviously be more aware, but to be patient and to build that trust with our principals, our teachers, our parents, volunteers, everybody working together, the staffs, the pastors who are helping to oversee their schools. Everybody's in this together. We're all on the same team, and I think that's really great. So Sharon Loughlin-Brown, the South Regional Administrator, and Michelle Peduto, our Director of Catholic Schools, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus takes advantage of table fellowship to instruct the Pharisees and others that true honor gives imitating the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame a place as an honor. We need to have humility to be comfortable, and God helps us to welcome everyone to God's table with us. Honor was the most significant virtue in a person. Everyone wanted to have the front seat or the first row, but Jesus teaches us really to really be truly humble and calls to reconsider how we view others. And true humility is seeing all people in the eyes of God and creating equal. No one is better than anyone else in God's eyes. Everyone is on the even plane and welcoming. So God's banquet table is a model of what the world should look like, and all are united with Jesus and God in unity. So as we approach God this week and kicking off the school, let's try to be a little bit more humble. And humility helps each of us take the spotlight off of ourselves and put others first, welcoming people, opening up the door, helping people, letting people go in front of us, something that really to think about, to keep life simple, be patient, be kind, be trustworthy, and keep life simple. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.